Rita Romero Gonzaga Gonzalez had fabulous breasts. They were large, natural, mocha brown, and not covered in blood yet. "The lens is up here, Mr. Cheevers," she said, prompting the man she was interviewing to lift his eyes. Guillermo Cheevers, a former Marine with a graying buzz cut, had been admiring the way the reporter's cleavage squeezed between her forearms when she held the small camcorder up to her face.
Sorry, he grinned.
"Not a problem," she replied. "Let's try it again from the top." She framed a head-and-shoulders shot, which included the badge on Guillermo's uniform and on the curved wall over his shoulder, a painting of George Washington.
"Nice. And here we go in 3, 2, 1, she said. "Among those being honored in today's special ceremony is paramedic Guillermo Cheevers. How does that feel, Mr. Cheevers?"
"It feels like they've got the wrong guy," Guillermo said. "I'm really not an important part of the story."
"No," thought Gonzalez, "you're not. But what she said was, you're far too modest. You're here because of a life you saved 5 years ago, a very important life."
"Who knew?" Guillermo chuckled.
"Excuse me?"
called a dark-suited man standing near the door. His eyes were invisible behind sunglasses.
"How much more time do you need here in the Oval Office?"
Gonzalez lowered the camera. 3 more interviews after this," she replied. "Maybe a half hour."
"They'll be done in 30 minutes,"
the man said to someone unseen, through a tiny transceiver in his ear.
"The President and First Lady can join the honorees here at that time. Roger."
The Secret Service agent turned his opaque gaze back to Gonzalez.
"Sorry to interrupt,"
he said with finality, then folded his arms across his chest. The gun under his coat was still holstered. It wasn't out of bullets yet. Gonzalez lifted the camera to begin again.
"Eyes up," she reminded.
"Hmm?" said Guillermo. "Sorry."
"In 3, 2, 1, she said. "Mr. Cheevers, you were there when this amazing story started, weren't you?"
"Yeah, but I had no idea how it would end up."
"I'm sure you didn't,"
Gonzalez agreed.
"You still don't. Thinking back 5 years, what can you tell us about the fateful day you discover the headless body?" she asked.
"I remember," said Guillermo, "a vomiting cop."
Chapter 1. Guillermo Cheevers didn't take shit from anyone, including the police. He was proud to be a paramedic and didn't appreciate cops who treated him like a second teamer because he was armed with bandages and defibrillators instead of ballsy toys like shotguns and tasers. Which is why Guillermo loved ambulance runs which were nasty, smelly, moist, and horrific enough to overwhelm even street-hardened police officers. Guillermo flipped off his ambulance's siren while squealing to a stop outside room 25 of the Stickett Motor Lodge, which the radio dispatchers universally called the Stickett Inn. It was a filthy excuse for a motel, even by the low standards of inner-city Dallas. But it offered convenient access to the crack whores who lined the sidewalks. Cops were milling around the motel room door, making small talk and trying to avoid the summer sun. But it was a blonde cop on his knees, red-faced and dry-heaving over what looked to be his last 4 meals, that brought a wry smile to Guillermo's face.
"Party time," he said.
"Lord Jesus, this do not look good," moaned Guillermo's partner as she studied the scene through the windshield. "I'm getting me some bad electricals."
Guillermo turned a cold eye toward Queen Ramonde Sirman, an obese young woman whose blackness was only intensified by the crisp whiteness of her paramedic's blouse.
"Let's get moving, Queenie," Guillermo sighed.
"Queen Ramonde," the woman fumed. "And I'm just saying, I'm getting bad electricals, that's all."
Queen Ramonde believed fervently in the phone psychic she consulted at $3.95 a minute, and believed even more fervently that she'd like to be on the receiving end of $3.95 a minute someday. To this end, she was continually trying to sharpen her latent psychic skills